This is a very concerning incident, actually. Tuesday the 27th of January, so between approximately 4:30 p.m. and 4:45 p.m, the time has been narrowed down to that time frame, quite a short time frame. An elderly resident, they're living in the area of Terman Villas in Pettigo. They had a visit from a man who wasn't known to him. The caller in question was described as being in his 40s, of average height, heavy set, clean shaven, round faced and wore dark clothing, and he was also wearing a dark beanie style hat. He asked the resident if he had lost any money, and then he invited himself into the house. So when inside, he then inquired of this elderly resident about what money was within the property. And when the money was produced, he said he wanted to help him count it to check that it was all there. He then stated that he had to check the money further by scanning it, and he left with the money and he didn't return. So the man in question, this caller to this property, was travelling in a small white van, and it's believed that he travelled to the house from the direction of the Loch Derg Road, and he also left in the same direction. We're appealing to anybody who might have travelled along that route or within the general Pettigo area between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Tuesday the 27th of January with a dash cam to please make that footage available to us. And if anybody residing along that road, the Loch Derg Road, has CCTV or doorbell cameras, it might assist greatly with our investigation. If Gardaí have not yet called with them, we're asking them to please make us aware that they have that footage. Any relevant information should be passed to Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530 or again the Garda Confidential Line 1800 666 111.
And it'd be useful maybe at this point to get a reminder of some advice, but just to recap the description of this person. He's been described as in his 40s of average height, heavy set, clean shaven, round faced and wore dark clothing. At the time he was wearing a dark beanie type hat. So that's a very strong description there. And of course, you know, we have lots of people listening down in that part of the world as well. But when this is posted onto the social media, if you've got anyone who are friends in that area, please tag them into it as well. To try and get that information out there, just in case anyone missed it. So there is advice. Now, you nor I would never victim blame. Unfortunately, there's a shock and awe element to this to get in the door. These people are very good at what they're doing, right?
Of course, they're very convincing.
Yeah. So really, we have to try and do as much as we can to give ourselves that space to sort of reflect on the situation. And the door chain, it's the most simplest of devices, isn't it, really? But it allows you to open the door and not feel like you're ignoring people or being ignorant, but also maybe to screen the situation.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, these people are so convincing. And if you're there on your own in a property and somebody comes to your door, and, you know, they're coming across as totally plausible and they're charming and they're being well-mannered, you know, and they do ask if they come in. It can be very hard, I suppose, for a person to say, no, you can't, because they think they're coming across as being rude.
Well, the start-off was, I'm trying to help you. You might have lost money and I'm the person who can assist in that. That's the start point. That that's how devious they are.
That's exactly, and convincing, yeah. So the chain lock is invaluable, you know, and they're very inexpensive to fit. So we would advise people, please do fit a chain lock to your door and don't fully open the door to anybody that you don't know, regardless of who they say they are or why they're there. Ensure even when you're at home that your doors and windows are secured. Don't keep large amounts of cash at home. And tape your air code beside your phone in case you need to contact Gardaí and you want them to attend, you know, fairly swiftly. Just have your air code there, especially if you're living out in a rural area. You know, the time difference that would save a lot of time if we have your air code. And if you're ever in doubt about a caller, the best thing to do is keep them out and alert Gardaí immediately and give us a description of them, like this person. You know, just give a good description. And if you can see a registration number of a vehicle or a direction of travel, did they go left or right when they went out your driveway? You know, all of that's very useful to us. And we're asking people, please do keep an eye out for your elderly neighbours, family members or friends. Take a note of any callers or cars in your area that appear to be in any way suspicious and report that matter immediately to us.